So OpenClaw has continued to be a popular bot that people run to bring AI into all kinds of different situations. You can run it on a Mac Mini, you can run it on a Linux machine, you can run it on a Raspberry Pi, and you can also run it on your network attached storage. Now, why is that possible? Well, because modern network attached storage actually really is more of a home server than just strict network attached storage. In this video, I'm going to be using a TerraMaster F6425, which has a 30th generation Intel i3, along with 8 gigabytes of RAM, more than enough for running things like Docker, virtual machines, servers like Plex and Jellyfin, Home Assistant, and so on. You could do all kinds of things on these network attached storage. So in this video, I'm going to be looking at how you can run OpenClaw on the TerraMaster. I'm going to cover why you might not want to do that and why you might want to do that. And we're going to look at how you can use OpenClaw just generally on the TerraMaster and how you can use it for administrating your network attached storage. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So first of all, and you will see some warnings during the setup process I'm going to show you in a minute, this is not something you should do on a NAS that really is like, you know, the center of your small business that's got all the accounts on it and all the customer files. Don't do it on there. This is beta software. This is test software. However, if you're running a NAS at home like I am and you like tinkering with things, this is a really interesting idea. So what I'm using is the TerraMaster F6425. It's a 6-bay NAS. It's got that Intel processor in it, 8 gigs of RAM. It's got plenty of space for storage, 6 bays plus another 3 bays with NVMe. So if you fully stock that out, you can get 216 terabytes of disk space. It's got dual 10 gigabit Ethernet. So this is not just a little NAS, this is a home server. Absolutely amazing machine. And with TerraMaster's OS, TOS version 7, you get OpenClaw integrated into it. And that's what we're gonna look at. So let's start with the installation. Okay, so here I am on the TerraMaster desktop. To install it, you go up to that OpenClaw icon in the top corner, and there you will see a warning that tells you this is beta software. This is one of two warnings that you'll get about installing this on your NAS. Okay, that will then open the App Center, where you go across to the OpenClaw icon again and hit install. You choose where you want to install it. In this case, the only volume I have on my NAS drive, and you go away and confirm that, and it will install it. Now, once it's installed, you can then go and click on the open button, which will open up the configuration stage. Again, this is the second warning now telling you about running OpenClaw. It notes all the different things you have to note about running OpenClaw on your NAS. Once you've agreed to that, you then get this option to open the dashboard or to configure a large language model, which is the next step. So I am going to go in and click on add model. Now, there's lots of different models that you can pick from. In this particular case, I'm going to be using Minimax because I'm giving that a try at the moment. So I'm picking Minimax Global rather than the Chinese version. And you click on next, and that will allow you to configure it. And basically, you just need to type in your API key, which you get from the Minimax account. The same for other models. You just need to pick the model you want, and then you need to type in your API key. And once that has finished configuring, as you see here, I've used Minimax M3. That's their latest model. You'll then get returned back to that original dialog box. And now you want to go ahead and open the OpenClaw dashboard. You can add an extra layer of security here to make sure that not just anybody can access it. I'm not worried about that moment because my NAS is on my own private network, so only people here can access it. So that's not a problem. And then up will come the dashboard. Okay, so here I am on the OpenClaw web interface. This is running on the TerraMaster NAS. So I can just do normal things for chatting to a large language model, you know, like what is the capital of France? Now, this is nothing to do with TerraMaster, this is nothing to do with OpenClaw. This is just asking the model, in this case, Minimax M3, and it's come back and given me the answer. And I can do, you know, the other tests, like, for example, about Alice. So Alice has 5 brothers. She has 3 sisters. How many sisters does Alice's brother have? So again, this is just routing through OpenClaw and then onto the large language model 4, which is the correct answer. Now, because I've also configured web search on OpenClaw, I can say things like search the web for any news or rumors, American spelling, about Half-Life 3. Okay, so that's gone and it's searched away, but it's come back with various bits of information. Not so important now about that particular game, but it's just interesting that it can search the web for us. Now, of course, it can also do things related specifically to this Terra Master NAS. So, for example, I can say, how much free disk space is there? Just asking in a question, and it will go away and get the answer for me. Okay, so that's come back and give me the answers for the root partition, and I could say yes, check volume one, please. You probably don't need to say please, but there you go. Okay, it's come back almost empty. Basically, it's a fresh storage pool. You can also ask it, tell me about this TOS NAS unit. Now, the reason I'm putting in the word TOS there is a lot of the skills, which we'll talk about in a second, get routed through some skill files. That's how these bots work, which and it understands the word TOS more than it does understand the word NAS. So TOS, Terra Master Operating System. Okay, and so it's come back and now it's told me all about this. So what is this Terra Master? So it's telling me that it's a Terra Master F 6425. So it's got six bays, that's correct. And it's got the Intel Core i3 1315U, so that's a 13th generation i3. It's got six cores, eight threads, and it can turbo up to 4.5 gigahertz. It's also got 8 gigabytes of RAM. And it's then going on here to describe the different layouts that I've got for all of the disks. It tells me that actually at the base of TOS is actually Ubuntu 22.04 long-term support. And that's it. So it's given me this kind of overview of what this unit is. Okay, I can also do other configuration things. Like I can say schedule TOS to power off the unit at 2307 every day. And that will go ahead and go into the control panel, into the power schedule area, and configure it so that it will power off every day at that time. Okay, so here I am on the actual web GUI. If I go into power and hardware and then to power, look, every day there's now a shutdown at 2307, exactly as I asked it to do. I can do things with folders as well. So I can say, create a folder called Ralph in my home folder and add it to my favorites. So it's going to go ahead and create the folder and also add it to the list of favorite folders. And I'll show you that in the file manager in the web browser when it's done it. Okay, so go into the file manager. And here we can see I've got a folder now called Ralph. Let's go over to favorites here. And here is Ralph added to the favorites. So OpenClaw running on the Terra Master did all that for me. Now, another useful thing is it can actually give you help to help you decide what you want to do. So I can say, like, in TOS, and again, I'm kind of using this word TOS to make sure it gets routed through to the skills. In TOS, what is the difference between SMB and NFS? Okay, if you don't know the difference, if you're wondering which one to set up on your Terra Master, because it supports both. Okay, so it's going in here, and you can see here it says I'm going to route this through the after sale support, which is basically the help system, which is what I wanted it to do, which is why, again, I specified that, using that keyword TOS really does help to get OpenClaw to specifically answer from the Terra Master skills rather than from its general skills. Okay, so it's come up with a final answer here, and of course it's a comprehensive answer. And it's basically telling me that SMB is for Windows, Mac OS, NFS is primarily used for Linux or for Unix. It goes on to explain the primarily differences as we would expect, and it gives you a quick table. If you're using Windows PC, use SMB. If you're using Mac OS, use SMB. If you're using Linux, then use NFS, but you can also use SMB. And then it goes on to tell you how to go in to enable it. You go to the control panel, shared folders. Of course, you can configure some of that stuff again via OpenClaw. So, talking of skills, if you scroll down here in the OpenClaw web interface, go to skills. Here you're going to get a list of all the different skills that OpenClaw understands because it's OpenClaw. Then if you go right down here to the bottom, okay, after you scroll past all that built-in stuff, you'll see here we go, these are all of the TOS, that's the Terra Master, specific skills that they've built into this. So it knows how to do things with backups, it knows how to do things with file management, it knows how to do things with a network, it knows how to do things with storage and so on. And that's why I said it's important to use that word TOS, because it helps route it through to these skills rather than maybe any general Linux skills or other skills it might have. So there you go. They've built in a whole bunch of skills that enable you to run OpenClaw on the NAS. Okay, you can also configure Telegram or other channels as a way to talk to the OpenClaw bot on the TerraNAS server. So here I've configured Telegram. It's a pretty standard thing to do. Won't go into that now. And I'm asking it a question. Is volume one protected against disk failure? So let's see what it says. Okay, so it's saying volume one is a 4-disk RAID 5 array formatted as BTRF, and it's protected against a single disk failure. It then tells me what else I could do. For example, I could have a second disk in there for a 2-disk failure. But it also notes that BTRF, ButterFS gives you bit rot detection. So basically it's saying, yes, I'm protected against a disk failure. Of course, I could always do more by having in, you know, a setup for 2-disk failure and so on. But yes, I'm all good to go. Okay, so they have it OpenClaw integrated into TOS version 7. It can act as a general OpenClaw agent, but it can also do TOS specific things. It can administer your NAS. You ask it to do things and it will do it for you. Love to hear your thoughts about this in the comments below. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.